knowledge beyond dreams. Discover That's the Way Love Goes, a collection of short stories by Mark Marcus. Go to thatsthewaylovegoes.net and let the dreams begin.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to Candle Shore. In this episode, I'm going to show you how I use the new mail client in Mac OS X Lion with VoiceOver. Instead of walking you through the steps on how to configure it first, I'll give you a snapshot of what my experience is in mail. Okay, so we'll get right to it. I'm going to switch to my mail client.
Mail, inbox 2199 messages, 21 unread window, messages, table, one cell selected, row 22 of 1841, Robert Leslie Newman, July Writers Division telephone gathering reminder, yesterday, row 22 of 1841, selected cell, three items.
So I'm in my general inbox in Lion Mail. I have multiple email accounts. I have about 1900 messages in here. I know it's ridiculous, but 95% of the time, I just want to read messages. And I want to do that in the most efficient way that I possibly can. And this is what I do. So here's my experience. I land on my inbox. I'm just going to press the up and down arrow keys. I'm not using the classic view.
10 message conversation collapse disclosure triangle. Kalgukyokolu. Yet another VO feature broken. 5:13 a.m.
And in this view that I'm using, you can hear that I have 10 messages in this thread.
10 message conversation collapse disclosure triangle. Kalgukyokolu. Yet another VO feature broken. 5:13 a.m.
And this is from the Mac Visionaries list. I have VoiceOver set to high verbosity. So I get a lot of information here, who the message is from, or at least the one it's about to read is from. It's telling me how many messages are in the thread, which I find very useful. I'm going to just simply press the tab key one time.
Leaving table. Message content table, one cell selected, row 10 of 10. Message content, row 10 of 10. Selected group cell, space, new line. Oh, no wonder it said 6 or something when I went back and forth. Just need to get to the message content as I keep doing Command W. Sent from my iPhone. Link. See more from Zachary Klein.
It will land on the oldest unread message. I know that sounds crazy, but it really is what it does.
Message content table. One cell selected, row 10 of 10.
Because I've read the previous 9 messages, it landed on the one that had been unread, which of course would be 10 out of 10. You notice that when I press tab, it immediately began to read. I stopped the reading immediately by pressing the control key. If I want to start reading backwards through the thread, I'm simply going to press the left arrow key.
Message content, row 9 of 10, selected group cell, space, new line, yes. VO definitely says how many mail messages there are in a conversation under the new layout, but it never said that for me in Snow Leopard. Also, about ending up in misspell.
I'm just stopping it. I'll press the left arrow key, and this will take me to the 8th message.
Message content, row 8 of 10, selected group cell, space, new line, I don't blame you. I thought about it, too, but I do think that others are probably right, that there will be an update released soon. So for now, I'm sitting tight.
And again, I'm going to stop it. I can just press the left arrow key or tap it until I get back to message number 1.
Message content, row 1 of 10, selected group cell, space, new line, I agree. Though Lion's brought some nice features, mostly I feel like my Mac is less pleasant to use now.
And it is starting or beginning to read automatically. Sometimes it won't begin reading automatically, and because I'm using a MacBook Pro, I can simply do a two-finger swipe down on the trackpad, and it will begin to read. When I'm done with that thread, I could do a shift tab to move back to the message table, which is the second column of the three. I have mine set to a three-column mode, which means on the left, extreme left-hand side, I have a list of my mailboxes. The center column has the message table, and then the right-hand side has the contents of the message. But instead of doing shift tab, because I really prefer to just use one key as opposed to a key combination, I'm going to tab, I think it's twice. It'll depending on the configuration that you have set.
Message headers, text, space, leaving group. Mailbox, leaving table. Messages, table, one cell selected, row 22 of 1842. 10 message conversation collapse disclosure triangle. Kalgukyokolu, yet another VO feature broken. 5:13 a.m., row 22 of 1842. Selected cell, four items.
If I want to, I can press the delete key or the backspace key, which will delete that entire thread. I'm going to press the up arrow.
Brian Jones, FWD. Here's one way of adding a hotkey to access the Safari 5.1 downloads window in Lion. 6:10 a.m.
And you notice it did not give me a thread count. So I know that this is just one message in this thread. So I'm going to press the tab key one time.
Leaving cell, three items. Message content, table, one cell selected, row 1 of 1, message content, row 1 of 1, selected group cell, space, new line, hi folks. The behavior of the Safari downloads window in Lion annoyed me enough to send me searching for a workaround.
There you have it. It just began reading it. And when I'm done, I'm going to press the tab key twice. Sometimes it may be three times, again, depending on your configuration. And I'll land right back on the messages table.
Leaving table. Messages table. One cell selected, row 19 of 1842. Brian Jones, FWD. Here's one way of adding a hotkey to access the Safari 5.1 downloads window in line 6:10 a.m. Row 19 of 1842. Selected cell, three items.
Using this method, I can quickly navigate hundreds and hundreds of messages with a minimal amount of keystrokes. I'm not using any key combinations here whatsoever. Let's look at my configuration to see how I have this set up. So I'm going to do a command comma to get into the preferences pane.
Now in viewing window, use classic layout, uncheck checkbox.
I'm on the view tab of the preferences window, which is the only one I'm going to cover in this episode. It said use classic view, and that is unchecked. Now I'm going to voice over down to the next item.
Show to slash CC label in the message list, uncheck checkbox.
It's asking if I want to show the two fields in the message list, and I have mine unchecked.
Show contact photos in the message list. Uncheck checkbox.
Show contact photos. I have that turned off as well.
List preview.
Under list preview, I have mine set to none.
None. Pop-up button. Show header detail.
Show header details. I have mine set to
none. Pop-up button.
None. And by the way, just because this is set to none, by default, if you are in a message and you want to view the heading information, you can do a command shift H. And that will toggle on the header for that particular message. Command Shift H.
Show online buddy status. Uncheck checkbox.
Show online buddy status. I have disabled.
Display unread messages with bold font. Uncheck checkbox.
Display unread messages with a bold font. I have this disabled.
Display remote images in HTML messages. Check checkbox.
Display remote images in HTML messages. I have mine enabled.
Use smart addresses. Check checkbox.
Use smart addresses. I have that checked. I like that feature. Some people don't, but I do.
View conversations. Highlight messages with color when not grouped. Uncheck checkbox.
Highlight messages. I have that disabled.
Include related messages. Uncheck checkbox.
And include related messages. I have disabled.
Mark all messages as read when opening a conversation. Uncheck checkbox.
You know, I didn't like this. Mark all messages as read when opening or viewing a conversation. I have this set to disabled. I have this disabled.
Show most recent message at the top. Uncheck checkbox.
Show most recent message at the top. I have that disabled. And it's because of the way I like to sort the thread. I like to have the oldest messages to the left. Those are all the settings in the preferences view tab. So I'm going to close this by a command W.
Now in inbox, UCLA Google 2201 messages, 23 unread window. Message content, row 6 of 6, selected group cell, space, new line. Hello, Larry. I have one suggestion and one verification regarding two of your issues.
Stop that from reading. Let's check the view menu. I want you to note three things. The first is that I have the favorites bar hidden. Next, I have mine set to organized by threads. And finally, I always select collapse all threads. Only one more thing I want to mention here. If you're in the message table and you know that you want to reply or click on a link, it can be useful to use the voiceover plus J command, which will jump you right into the text. Okay, that's it. I hope you find this useful, and I hope it will help you to make a very joyful noise. I'll see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.